seems like he's pretty versatile, can do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. What do you see in him?
He's a smart kid. You know, he's a guy that he's athletic. You know, he's starting to use his athleticism, you know, to his advantage now. I think he's his second year playing corner, so he's still learning the nuances of the position, but he's coming along well. You know, every single day he's taking more and more steps, you know, and what we're trying to do is just help him, so he's not really thinking as much out there. He's just kind of reacting because, like I said, it's new for him. So once he starts to get that experience, he'll be good.
Goes to you a lot? Does he come to you with questions a lot?
Yeah, I try and help him as much as I can, you know, because I'm still almost relatively new at playing this position, but, you know, I help him out as much as he can. Anytime he has a question, you know, I try and answer as best I can and, you know, try and give him scenarios of when it happened to me, you know, earlier in my career. And you know, hopefully he can retain that and just play off of it.
Now, what are the chances we're going to see in some nickel during the season, do you think?
I don't know, man. Yeah, we'll see. I have no idea right now. You know, I'm just learning. I mean, I know the position already. It's just me going out there and just doing it. You know, like I said, anytime you try and play a different position, you have to get that experience to be able to do it. So whenever they plug me in there, I'll do it.
Thank you. Nolan, we're a weekend in one continent I get every day is what a great off season you had. Mm-hmm. The coaching staff. What exactly did you do to set yourself apart?
There was a bunch of stuff I did, man. I don't really want to get into it too much. Just my mindset was just different this year. You know, there's certain things that I really try to hone in on, you know. Technique-wise, I try to do more conditioning. From a conditioning standpoint, I try to, and anytime I was just sitting around the house, you know, I really just, instead of me just sitting around all the time, I would just go out and just jog a little bit. You know, if that was jogging down to the gas station or whatever, or jog a mile or two, just do something just to always constantly just try and work out as much as I could, you know, so when I came here, I was prepared. You know, I wanted to just make sure that all my ducks were in a row when I showed up here in the off season, and the same thing when the preseason started.
Bill kind of talked about last week about, because of how up-tempo Chip's offense is, obviously, how many reps you see during the season. Is that, that the thing that kind of sets it apart, to be out there for that many plays, the conditioning?
Yeah, I think so. You know, for us, we're out there a long time, and I think Malcolm or Kerry was out there the most, I think, in the National Football League. They were top five, something like that, you know. So we have to be able to be conditioned to play 85, 90 plays a game, you know, because our offense is going so fast. You know, we could have a three and out, and our offense is on the field, and right, but by the time you get on the bench and get a little sip of water, it's already, you know, four down, they're getting ready to punt the ball, you know. So you might get 30 seconds rest, you know, you might not. It all depends on how the drive is going, but we always have to be constantly ready to be able to go back out on the field and put that many plays together in the game and do it week in and week out consistently, because our offense is going to move the ball. You know, there's going to be times where they're moving the ball well. There's going to be times where they're not. So we always have to be ready and be conditioned to go out there and execute.